Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Under Different Stars by Amy A. Bartle, performed by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1. Chicago. Flipping a coin into the air, I watch as it arches toward the cascading water of the fountain. Home, I whisper to myself as it breaks the surface, causing ripples to race toward the lapis tiles.
That's a waste of money, Enrique says after pulling the earbud from my ear. Why do you continue to throw your money away when you know that Lou is gonna get it at the end of the month? He asks.
I glance at Lou, who's leaning against the mahogany front desk of the city insurance building, reading the Chicago Tribune, his distended belly straining against his janitorial jumpsuit. He absently uses a rag to polish the desk's surface that he's gone over 1,000 times already. He doesn't get to keep my wish, does he? I ask, looking back at the fountain before pulling my coat on over my own khaki janitorial jumpsuit. I pull the other earbud from my ear, press pause on my iPod, and tuck my headphones in my pocket.
You can stop wishing for Prince Charming to come and rescue you, Enrique says with a grin, watching me wrap my scarf around my neck and put on my mittens. I'm right here, Cricket. Enrique and Cricket Rodriguez. That sounds chill. We could put the announcement in the Trib.
His teeth look stark white in contrast to his honey-toned skin as he smiles at me. I think finding Prince Charming is your wish. Mine is still Northwestern University, I reply, picking up my backpack and throwing it over my shoulder.
Just think how happy my mom would be if I told her I was marrying you. She'd flip out, seriously, he says half-jokingly.
Enrique, that's a really tempting offer, but since I'm only 17, I'm gonna keep my options open, I reply, putting my hat on and trying to sweep my mass of blonde hair beneath it.
I thought you heard back from U of M, Enrique says, zipping his coat and putting on his hat.
His thick black hair sticks out beneath it.
I did.
The University of Michigan liked my test scores. I just can't afford it, even with a partial scholarship. Plus, what am I going to do in Ann Arbor? I ask, trying not to sound disappointed. I don't know anyone there.
You don't really know anyone here either, Enrique replies. It's not like you have to stay for your family.
He nudges me with his elbow. No, you're right. I try to smile to cover the stab of pain his comment causes.
You have no idea how...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?